This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1074, Below, Under, Beneath, Underneath, and How to Keep Them Straight in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, our listener Ricardo sent us a question. How important is it to know the differences between below, under, beneath, and underneath? We'll give you our honest opinion on what you need to know and what you don't. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, are you excited for Christmas tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I should be just barely arriving in New Hampshire from Colorado. I went skiing and I got a flight. I think, well, we're recording this, you know, a month in advance, 2 months in advance, actually. So I don't know exactly what I will be doing, but I'm planning to fly back to the East Coast from Colorado just before Christmas. So yay, it's nice to be out back east.
Good. So do you have a Christmas tree? Do you put up a Christmas tree in your apartment?
I'm not sure. We might, but at my parents' home in New Hampshire, I think they will have a Christmas tree. I'm excited for that. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So where do they put the Christmas presents?
They put the the presents under the tree, of course. Yes. Definitely not above the tree.
Yeah, that would...
That would be weird. That would be weird.
Yep. That'd be weird. I don't think the tree would be in very good shape after that. Maybe not the presents either.
Yeah, right. I know.
So we have a question from a listener that I thought would be appropriate. Considering thinking about Christmas presents and the tree.
Yeah.
And so, Lindsay, could you just read the question for us?
Yeah. So our listener says, hope you're enjoying Labor Day. This question came in around September. So that's sometimes,
Sorry, I know
sometimes it does take us some time to answer your questions, but we do look at every question and we consider them all. Okay.
Yes.
We don't answer them all, but if they're a very specific question, we will answer them. Okay. Quick idea for an episode, when and how to use under, below, beneath, and underneath. Ciao, Ricardo Scotu. Good question, Ricardo. Very cool.
Very good question. So, whew, this is, you know, this is a very specific question. And I think that in some cases, like, there's also, you know, there's nitty gritty grammar. And then there's a commentary on like what is most frequently used. And I think, you know, it's important to kind of like really think about that, how things are used, the chunks, things like that.
Yeah. And there's also a choice that you guys have to make as listeners, depending on your level, how deep you want to go into this, right? Because the differences here are very narrow. They're very thin. And we're going to show you some of the differences. But on one level, they're the same, all these words.
Yeah.
In one sense.
Right.
And in another sense, they're not. So depending on your level, if you're very, very, very high level, then you will pay attention to the nuances today. If you're not, then don't worry about it, right? Don't worry about it. Just know that just choose one of them and use it for every scenario.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think these are, it's just an example of something that's like so close.
Yeah. That,
yeah. We have to think, how much do we want to let this influence our language? Or do we want to kind of go with maybe the most commonly used way?
Yeah, I really like the expression, pick and choose your battles.
Oh, that's great for this. Yes.
Right, because it's the discernment of being an English learner. The discerning part is deciding, because you guys are independent, self-driven learners. You decide what to go into depth on. It's not everything. It can't be everything, right? So pick and choose your own battles.
For sure. Well, but let's go into it a little bit. So here we say under and below.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are largely, I think, the same. I mean, they both mean like lower than, like in terms of like a lower place.
Yep.
Or, you know, right?
Yeah, 100%. But under can often mean that there's some sort of cover. Okay. So meaning there's something on top of the item. Right. And whereas below, what, Michelle?
I think below could mean that there's like a little bit of distance, right? So like, let's give some examples. Okay. So for example, the hair dryer is under the towel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a cover.
Or the shoe is under the table.
Mm-hmm. But then maybe there's a bar below my apartment. Like there's some distance there.
Okay. Or the answer key is below the questions.
So also some distance, but more like rather than there being like a cover, right, on an answer key, right, that there, yes. It's just like, you know, below. I don't know. But basically, do you think that you could kind of switch these up in these examples?
I do. I feel like, yeah, the hairdryer is below the towel. I think you could say that, couldn't you, Michelle?
Yeah. I think in the sense, I like this idea of like the, you know, if there's like a, it's being covered by something, I think that under is generally used. However, what I will say is that I think I'm going to go out on a whim here and say that under is just the most common one.
Yeah.
And that's really, I mean, maybe it's just my style of speaking, but I think rather than thinking, is there a cover? Is there not? Is it on like,
yeah,
like where exactly is everything located? I mean, guys, this goes back to connection, not perfection, is I think that you have to choose. And I'm going to go out here just like and say, I would go with under. And it's like not that. About, oh, like that grammar doesn't matter or this or that. But like we're talking about natural English and trying to comment on what really matters here.
Yeah, we're talking about connection. Exactly, Michelle. That's a good point. And when you are so busy making the calculation in the middle of a conversation, thinking, is there an item below it? Is something covering it? You are missing the connection. And that's what we want you to avoid. We want connection, not perfection on this show. So never let vocabulary or grammar get in the way of connection.
Yeah. So, I mean, I personally think that when in doubt, use under. That's what I think. You know, I'm curious to hear. Yeah, you agree, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that can be our message today. You know, when in doubt, use under. And if you are really high level, then start to pay attention when natives do use under, beneath, below, right? Start to pay attention to the nuances, but don't obsess and don't let it get in the way of connection. Yeah.
Yes. And I think, you know, there's also like, we're going to give an example of like a specific time when you might use under. So like sometimes with numbers, you might use under. So for example, like kids under 12 can't see the movie.
Yeah. So that's kind of a chunk, right? So that's what we were going to say in just a bit. So it's about chunks. So it's always, you know, 13 and under this movie, you know, PG-13, 13 and under the movies, right? Or kids under 12 can't order off the kids menu. It's never below 12. We never say that. Hey guys, it's Christmas Eve, and I'd like to thank you guys, our listeners, for supporting our show. Thank you for your questions and your enthusiasm. The biggest thing you can do to help All Ears English is to share the show with a friend before 2019. So please tell one friend about All Ears English. Thanks, guys. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz.
What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Okay.
So that's what I think is more important to pay attention to is the chunks rather than like, oh, you know, like we were saying, the grammar book. I think that we can do a follow up on like a ton of different chunks where we use this, but we wanted to really today is about getting this idea across of, that what is the most commonly used one in our opinions and, and why does this matter? And how can you, as a learner, and as an English speaker, like what are you going to decide to do?
Oh boy. All right. I'm ready.
So let's talk about beneath and underneath.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Same situation.
Yeah. Same message.
I think just both of them sound more, formal. Like they have a fancier sound. Like do you say beneath a lot?
Almost never. Almost never. Yeah. Right? It might be like old fashioned or something. I'm not sure. I don't know why I don't use it, but I don't.
Yeah. I don't know that I use underneath either. I mean, you could say like, for example, oh, the purse is beneath the jacket. Okay, fine. Like that's fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I just wouldn't go to it. I don't access it as much as I do below or under. I don't know why.
Yeah, or like the keys are underneath the couch. Same thing. I mean, that one, it kind of extends under, right? So maybe it's a little bit more like an exaggeration. Maybe they're like, I don't know, maybe it's like a little bit further. You have to reach under there instead of just saying, oh, they're under the couch. Maybe underneath, like this is just kind of my feeling for it. Not necessarily in a grammar book, but maybe you have to reach under there, right?
Right. Yeah, so both would be correct, right? The keys are under the couch. The keys are underneath the couch. But what is that key difference? Yeah, maybe just emphasizing just kind of like, I'm not sure. Yeah, reaching for it or just emphasizing that the couch is above the keys.
Right. I mean, I'm just imagining, if you're like, oh my gosh, where are my keys? Where are my keys? Like, oh, they're under the couch. Oh, I'll just grab them. But if you say, oh, like, it's like, oh, look, they're underneath the couch. It's like almost the sense like, you're going to have to like get a broom. Like you're going to have to. So that kind of sounds like a possible difference to me.
Yeah, it's being a little bit more descriptive, but maybe if you say one time in the same conversation, you say they're under the couch and then you want to reemphasize, say it again. No, they're underneath the couch. Go get them. Right.
Or like they're all the way underneath the couch. Like, like just like really far.
So this is what it's about, having a bunch of vocabulary options, guys. That's really cool. It was really, really high level. This is super high level.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So again, the point is that these words are very similar. I mean, generally, I think that under is the most popular. And I think that beneath and underneath are not used that frequently, especially beneath, I think. So I think often they're interchangeable, even in some of the examples we gave you. So we gave you like some examples and we said, you would use this one, but it's possible that you could use another one. I think under is more common than below. But there are chunks that you can learn. And you know, if you really want to get into the nitty gritty of the grammar, that's great too, if you feel comfortable with that. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, I think we should do a role play. Yeah. What do you think? Should we get into a role play today?
Let's do that.
Listeners can really see where this comes out here. I love this.
All right. So Lindsay is decorating her Christmas tree and I am helping.
Awesome. All right. So where do you think this ornament would look best?
Probably under the red one.
Oh, I agree. Do you think this carpet looks weird underneath the couch?
No, I like it.
Okay. I have 10 presents. Do you think I have room?
Definitely. I mean, if you need more space, you can always put some below that picture over there.
Oh, that's true. And I can always put some presents beneath others.
Okay. Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
So I said the ornament would look best under the red one. Could I have said below the red one? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What else did we say?
So underneath the couch. So I said, do you think this carpet looks weird underneath the couch? And so that's, again, guys, we talked about that earlier, under versus underneath, very similar. Yeah. Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you said, do you have room? And I said, you can always put some below that picture over there. Right. So, maybe there's not like a cover, but it's just like about the space.
Yeah. I mean, we're communicating the same thing, but we're just using a few different words for it, guys. So don't overthink this, right? And then we brought out beneath, which is the one that both of us, we don't tend to use very much, right? So, no. Or at least I don't. Yeah, speak for myself either. Here. Okay. So I said, that's true. And I can always put some presence beneath others. I don't know why that one is just not as common for me. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, okay, I'm imagining if our students were, if our listeners were like taking a test and, you know, and they had to choose between these. Yeah, it might be a little bit different of a feeling. Maybe you would say, okay, what is the rule here? All these different things. But guys, we're talking about real natural, you know, speaking and these kinds of situations. So that's what we want you to come away with today is, yeah, we said, okay, this could be a rule, but you could also switch it and blah, blah, blah. And like the point is, don't drive yourself crazy, I think.
Yeah, our job here at All Ears English is to, you know, break down the language for you in a way that helps you connect. That is our main goal. And we're going to show, we're going to gear you in a certain direction towards connection. I think that would be a cruel test, by the way, for someone to give you between beneath, under, and that would be cruel. Like certain, you know what I mean? Unless we're talking about, like we said before, the chunks. Pay attention to those chunks, right? Like the children's menu is only for children under 12. That's always under 12, never below 12, okay? Yeah. Because it's a chunk. So pay attention to chunks and focus on connection when it comes to these nitty gritty words.
For sure. Yeah. So, you know, let us know how it goes. Let us know how you hear it being used. Maybe there's a specific context that you say, okay, well, could I have said something else here? Sure. Send us another question. We're happy to help with that and give our opinion on it, get into some of the grammar. But, yeah, we're focusing on this natural style of English and, you know, kind of our speaking patterns as, you know, as native speakers.
Exactly. And just listen to native English. Just observe, right? Get your ears open and start listening to what natives are saying. And that'll become so much more natural. Love it.
For sure. Well, this has been fun. And, yeah, I look forward to it.
Exactly. And guys, you know, we got into some very specific things today. So if you want to get the transcripts, you can go and subscribe so you can get them by email every Monday in your inbox. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you will save 50% on the price if you do that, by the way. Very cool.
Nice.
All right. Good episode. Good question.
And good question. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Take care, Michelle. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.